Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Cerebral Satire. We've got an absolutely massively packed show for you this week, so without further ado, let's get on the other hosts. And I say hosts because we've got a guest this week. So, Devil Vamp.
I am fantastic. Well, you know, I'm not really a host on this show, according to some people and that we know. I'm just saying.
Well,
not really a
host. You can't be.
It's your show, buddy. I just wanted to make sure you got your intro in there.
Yeah, I must also say I feel like absolute crap.
You sound like crap too tonight. Just let you
thank
know.
Thank you, mate.
Oh, not a problem, man.
So I'm having a glass of wine. But anyway, we've got a very first guest on the show this week, and it is Wayne as a Baker. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you. Privileged to be on your show.
Tell us.
And
tell
by
us
the way, I feel good, just to let you know.
Why?
I don't know. You feel like crap, I feel good, so let's do it.
Tell me something interesting about yourself.
There isn't anything interesting.
No, there we go then. That's why we got you on.
He dyed his hair a couple of weeks ago.
He did, and it's all red.
He did,
and he looks like he's got a carer.
It's like my red wine glass.
And he owns a championship belt.
Oh, why don't we throw out I fit when I have blood drawn taken out of me as well?
There we go. There's the three things about you, Wayne. That's all we needed.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
So, yeah, then when he gets his blood taken, he faints.
And then he grew a vagina.
Yeah. But anyway, we've done enough Wayne slagging already in the show. But
nope,
let's
no
carry
more
on.
Wayne slagging. It's time to nail these fuckers to the board. Right, guys?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's beat these guys' asses.
Oh, God. Oh.
I'll have what she's having.
Yep. Right, basically, I've got this amusing story because I can't do educated debate, so I bring the stupidness. And this is about this woman from Arizona, USA, that has unfortunately, but amusingly, got genital arousal disorder, which means she unwillingly orgasms. Well, it even says here, up to 180 orgasm in 2 hours.
There is a picture on this. It's been given to us by Metro, a brilliant company that is, I'll tell you.
not a good UK tabloid machine.
Nah, you get them free in London.
Free?
Yeah, you get them for free in London and stuff.
Okay.
But
it's journalism.
Let me read
it's
this.
Not,
okay.
It's not the most reputable source in England. But anyway, the picture of the bloke behind this woman is he looks so pissed off.
He looks so over it. He's so over it. He's like, I don't give a fuck what the fuck this bitch is doing in front of me. I don't care anymore. I'm going to watch TV and play video games, and she can just sit there and orgasm with her fat leg. I mean, her legs.
She's just sitting there like by his legs because she's a because she might obviously cream herself and ruin the sofa since she's been put on the floor.
Oh, man.
And she's got her mouth open and her eyeballs rolled back into her skull.
It looks fake. It does look fake. The picture looks fake.
I think she's been eating too much McDonald's by the looks of her. Fucking hell. Typical yank.
Oh, that's a McDonald's selling point.
We are the fattest. We are one of the fattest countries in the world.
But the picture below is them when they first got married. Completely different story.
That's true. She is a little bit of a looker when she got married, right?
Well, I won't go that far, mate.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, she's not that bad, right? Not horrible. I'll say that. You know,
well, she is now. Yeah,
she's definitely.
But the guy looks like he's aged about 40 years from miserable. Her fucking constantly orgasming.
Fucking miss. Like they're getting. You know, the reporter is there taking a picture. And either she's fucking faking it. Or, you know he's not faking it, because he's got his head cocked to the side, his hand on the side of his head, and this chick's between his legs, and she's totally orgasming, and he's just like, okay, you know, whatever. Or do you think the photographer told him to do that?
Yeah.
Mate, if she's having 180 in 2 hours, you'd have to wait long for her to go off on one, do you?
The other picture is he puts his hands in her hair, and her eyes are rolling in the back of her head, and her mouth is open like she's getting ready to receive a cock. But she does have some.
She
does have
she
some.
Does 180
rather,
times a day?
Yeah.
Maybe she's just got fucking anal beads up there or something.
I forgot to fantastic. Take them out.
Well, apparently the news is that she developed this condition whilst she was out grocery shopping about 3 years ago. You know, she saw some fucking burgers and was like, oh, burgers.
Fucking burgers.
And ever since then, she just loves it, doesn't she?
All right, question time. Do you guys want this to happen to you? Do you want this to happen to Amy?
Fuck no. Can you imagine? No, I'll be out the door within 10 minutes.
No, you done with it? Done with it? Aunt, you done? Yeah.
Done.
Wayne, what about you, man? You want this to happen to your wife?
No, and I've also seen the male version on a British documentary where, like, he was walking through the park and he literally just, when it happens, he grabs his testicles, literally roll over onto his back and cries.
He cries?
Yeah, because it's painful, apparently. It's not nice. Literally, it is like balls are being sucked into you.
What? Your balls are being sucked into you?
That's what it feels like, because it's such
a
painful...
Wait, why didn't you bring that story instead of this bullshit story?
Don't know what it feels like.
Say that again?
I said, Wayne's never come before. You don't know what it feels like.
Why didn't you bring that story to us instead of the other story? Now, mine is, I always, whenever I'm having an issue with, like, being horny or, you know, my dick standing straight up like a good true soldier it is, a good true strong American soldier it is, 6 feet long in the air and it...
6 feet long, is it?
makes a tent.
That's whenever, your ego, mate.
Whenever I have a problem, I wank it off and it's still like that, still rock hard.
I can't see how that's possible.
Well, this guy does it, so I can do it too.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What you want? Come on. It's American way.
I don't want to see photographic evidence. I don't really care.
Are we saying this lady's full of shit? Or are we saying it's for real?
I'm saying it's for real, but you think she's a fucking idiot.
She has a... You think it's for real? She has a for real problem.
Yeah,
I think it's real, because there's actual several cases of this.
There's several cases of this? Are any of them a hot...
Done again.
Ant just covered his laptop full of jizz. Can't type on the keyboard now.
Can't stop it. Is that if it's just like that, like then
no, if you watch it's not... No, I'm not playing the video because the video is like 4 fucking minutes long.
Ugh.
Yeah, so I mean I may play a little bit of it, and you know, I may tell you to play a little bit or whatever. We may add a little bit of it here and there, but it's really annoying, and it's her like shaking her legs and
yeah, but she's probably
toes and shit.
For the video, she's gonna make it worse than what it is, isn't she?
Of course. She's getting attention. I've seen this couple before. I've seen that marriage picture before somewhere. Some news program somewhere did this.
Fair
enough.
What
are you laughing for?
I'm done with this bitch.
I think she's just looking for some attention, and she just, instead of eating
burgers. She just likes pies.
To be honest, that's exactly what the husband just said. End up by looking on his face. I'm done with this bitch.
I think he has. I don't. I can't see them being together for another 11 years.
Yeah, he's deaf. And they didn't mention anywhere kids, did they?
No.
No.
Can you imagine? Fucking every time you put your cock in, she's having an orgasm.
You could never get off.
What would the neighbours think?
You could never get off.
I often have that problem. Every time I put my dick in, they come.
I bet the fucking woman next door thinks he's a god.
Every
time. She's like, I want him.
Every time I put my dick in a woman, they always
say... All the desperate housewives going around his house thinking he's a fucking Greek god or something.
Well, every time I put my dick in a woman, they always ask if it's in yet.
Well, that's only been once. And that was debatable whether that was a woman.
Okay, fine. You don't have to do this here.
I don't care.
Okay, here.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ! Who are you?
I'm Larry David. I happen to enjoy wearing women's panties.
Okay, so the second story this week was sent to us by a friend of the show, AA, Andy Anderson. I've got a nickel, I'll stick him up my bum. But anyway.
This is really funny, actually.
This is about a guy from Dover. Now, I immediately thought this was in UK, because we're obviously famous for having Dover.
Oh.
But it weren't, because typical Americans can't think of their own fucking towns. So it was actually in Delaware, I believe.
Yes.
So a guy from Dover, man, who underwent a colonoscopy.
Yep, got it.
Awoke after the procedure to find he was wearing pink women's underwear.
Pink women's underwear? Why was he wearing... What? Okay.
I don't know.
Let me go through this. Okay, I'm waking up.
Did your colostomy go well, mate?
My butt hurts a little bit, but
yeah,
yeah. I gotta poop really bad. Can you help me up?
I'll help you up.
All right, I'm gonna go. All right, I'll call you if I need you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'll just sit here.
Why the fuck am I wearing pink panties? What the fuck is going on? Aunt, why am I wearing pink panties?
Right, so the plaintiff, Andrew Walls, 32, was not pleased or amused. And this month filed a civil suit in Newcastle, again, fucking English, County Superior Court against the Delaware Surgery Centre in Dover.
He should.
Seeking damages for intentionally infliction of emotional distress.
He should.
a pink pant that distressing.
Yes. You know why? Okay, so this is why. So has either one of you ever been out on an operating table before?
Yes. Wisdom teeth all four out, didn't I? They put me under general.
Have you ever been out and had to have your clothes taken off?
No, they get you to do that before. That weren't like an emergency rush.
That's what he has on a night out when he gets date raped.
Okay,
I've actually been changed by a bloke before, and we never realised what happened, but that's a different story. That's honestly fine. That happened.
Right, all right. We'll go back to that later.
What? Say that again.
Well, I got drunk. We were playing a Tiddlywinks, but it was like with shots of vodka, and I got so drunk.
I think that is a euphemism.
Okay.
I got so drunk that I started throwing up everywhere, and that was all down me, apparently, and everything. Claire was like, I'm not strong enough to change him. Apparently, I was pissing all over the floor, everything. And then my mate, who we suspected was gay because he was a bit camp, went, okay, then, I'll do it. He grabs my pants, apparently, takes me into the room, and within about 5-10 minutes, he comes out and goes, all changed! And we, to this day, don't realise what's happened.
Wayne has been right. I actually
might have lost my anal virginity.
This is an exclusive for the show.
Wayne.
Our friend Wayne was has been raped.
What's the statute of limitations?
The fact is that a third of all rapes don't get reported, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't say a lot for him, because I didn't feel anything in the morning, so...
He was out of it, so you don't know.
Oh, yeah, he would have felt it if it was mine.
Why did Claire let that happen?
I don't know why she let... That's a great, just right that's up, a great question.
That'd been a long time. Fucking hell. Maybe she wanted you to get raped.
He was nice.
God.
He put me in a shirt afterwards.
I'm tired of Wayne doing me in the butt. It's about time for him to get done in the butt.
Did he pull it out?
I don't know where the money shot ended up.
So he saw all your dingy ding and your...
He must have done, because when they gained access back into the room...
They locked the door?
They locked the door?
I don't know if they locked the door, but... No, basically, when after he come back out, I was fully dressed, new pants, new shirt on, and I was tucked up in bed.
I've lost control. I don't know what to do with this fucking show anymore.
We'll get back to the story, shall
okay.
we?
I have been on an operating table, knocked out. Completely knocked out. They had to actually take my pants off and all that good stuff. I had my appendix. My appendix almost burst inside of me.
So yours was more of an emergency than
yes,
you
were? Mine was an emergency surgery. My mom drove me to the hospital, and then they took me in. I had to take out my piercings and all my jewelry and all that stuff, because it was a lot younger back then. But anyway, so... I'd have all it taken out, and I remember them coming in, and I had my underwear on for the longest time. And I remember them coming in and shaving my shaving my trail from my, you know, from your fucking pubic hair to your belly button. Men have trails that lead all the way down. It was a really nice, beautiful trail. I love that trail. Now I don't, you know, now I have more like a mountain there, but no, they shaved it. I had never shaved anything down there before this. They had to shave it to make, you know, spots for it, to make spots for the incisions.
I always have a little shave. I don't shave it.
Well, I used to not. Now I do. Now I have to. I got to keep it under control because I shaved
it.
Otherwise,
it ends up like fucking Epping Forest.
Exactly, because it ends up like a fucking, like Wayne's fucking pubic hair. But
I once shaved and I accidentally snipped my scrotum, so I've never done it since.
Jesus Christ.
The fucking...
How am I going to get through this show tonight?
I don't know. This is going to be the longest show ever. We're still on the second story. We ain't even talked about it. We talked about Wayne getting raped.
Anyway, I remember them wheeling me into the operating room, and I almost lifted myself up off the table, and all the nurses were like, no, just stay there. We'll move you. Because I was ready for this fucking thing to come out. I was in a lot of pain. And I remember thinking to myself, right before they were getting ready to put me out, these girls are going to see my dick. Like, I remember looking around the room and seeing, hey, she's kind of hot. She's kind of hot. She's kind of hot. Because I'm like, you know, 18 at this point. She's kind of hot. She's kind of hot. They're all going to see my dick. And it's really cold in here. And it's really small. What the? I was out. That was it. I was gone. I was gone.
Right. Here's what I think has happened anyway.
I woke up with no pants on. So luckily, nothing happened.
Pants or underpants?
No underpants, no pants, nothing. Just the gown.
Fair enough. Well, this is what I think happened. He's gone in for his little operation. Now, there's a bird in the next room. Mm-hmm. This is all conjecture. Mm-hmm. They've mixed the clothes up. And the nurse has gone in and go, fucking, those fucking pink pants. Fucking pink pants. I've got to put them on this prick.
Did the doctor say anything? The hospital say anything? They didn't respond to this at all?
I don't even think it's real because they put medical pants on you.
No, they don't. Uh-oh. That's not necessarily true. The only reason why I didn't have underwear when I came out of surgery is because I didn't.
But if they've gone to the off, yeah, fair enough. If you're in a rush for an operation, they just whip and shave you or whatever. Yeah. But if they've gone to the effort of putting pants back on you, they'd probably put the medical pants on, which are really loose cloth fitting things. They wouldn't do that, I don't think. Put pink thong on you or whatever, cheese water. Sure,
unless someone was having a laugh.
Exactly. You know what it had to be? It has to be one of his friends.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it, I'm visiting Wayne in the hospital. Hey, Aunt, look what my girlfriend gave me, man. She left me these panties in my car, dude. Check this out, Aunt. It's cool. Oh, poor Wayne. He's all knocked out from having this surgery done to him, dude.
Well, I'll tell you what we should do. What would be really fucking
bad? I'm already reading your mind. Are you kidding me? We should put these fucking panties on him.
Let's do it.
Let's do it!
I hate and the shit on your parade again, but don't they put you in the States into like a resuscitation room? Because I didn't come back under the ward until I'd woke up in a separate room.
No, So, as soon as I came out of surgery, they brought me to my own room.
My family, with my teeth, I was in like a wake up room.
No, when I woke up, I was
that's because you suffer from fits and everything else.
It's because you're retarded. But no, I woke up and they were wheeling me through the doorway, and I looked at my brother and I was like, "Raw's on, man, turn it on," and I went back to sleep.
That was cannabis as well, was it?
Yeah, I was really high. I'll tell you that much. It's fucking fantastic.
What? Wait! I'm no missionary. I don't even believe in Jeebus. Let me out.
Sorry, no can do.
Save me, Jeebus!
So the third story of today, Brian Fisher, one of our favorite people of this show. God, quote, quicken the campaigns of Republicans in response to our prayers. And he said this on his radio show this week. This is what he said.
You know, one thing I will say, though, last Sunday night, FRC Family Research Council hosted this I Stand Sunday event in Houston on behalf of the five pastors there that were actually subpoenaed by the mayor of Houston for their sermons and private communications because they opposed a bill that provided access for men to go into women's locker rooms and shower rooms and so forth. A good part of that evening, the pastors and the people in that.
It's actually not true. They opposed a bill for transsexuals to be able, for post-op transsexuals to be able to go into women's locker rooms.
Well, they are men, though.
Women. They're women. Post-op. They're women. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They have women parts. So if they were to go into a men's bathroom or a men's locker room, they would be female.
If I chopped my knob off, would I be a female?
If you chopped it off and turned it into a vagina, yes, you would be a female.
If I turn my cock into a vagina, would I be a female?
Yes, you would be a female. You would be a post-op transsexual female.
I would be a transsexual, but yes. I don't think I'd be classed as a female.
No, you would be. Part of the process, I know, one of my friends is transitioning. She actually already has.
What's she transforming into? She transitioned. Is it a car?
She transitioned from a male to a female.
Is she Megatron?
No, she's not Megatron.
I hope she listens to the show.
I hope she does too. I love her. I hope she does too. I hope she does listen to the show. But she transitioned from a male to a female. And she had to get her license redone. She had to get her name redone. She had to get everything redone. So everything's done. It's not like they're not wearing dresses, you know?
Yeah, but I just don't know about the legality of because on your birth certificate you will be male.
Yeah, but they change that legally.
Yeah,
don't
you
they?
Yeah, you get your birth certificate changed, you get your driver's license changed, you get your pass. Everything's changed because you.
Ain't as easy, Ant, as if you cut your dick off, you can go into the women's locker room.
No,
that don't work like that. No. It takes a very long process.
I was thinking, you know, the science of lamb's dance.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I just tuck it in between my legs, I could walk into a female changing room and then happy
day. You love me? I love me.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the holes again.
To be honest, if your surgeon's done a good job, then who'd question you?
It takes 5 years to do it, Ant. So they have, and then the last, like, probably year is the recovery.
Okay, let's move on with the call.
Okay, I'm just saying that's the bill. They weren't opposing men going into, yes, men cannot go into women's restroom. That's lewd conduct. Men cannot blah, 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 whatever. It was transsexual.
I was just trying to see it from his point of view.
I understand that. You don't want to be on this guy's point of view.
Congregation and all those across the country got down on their faces before God to repent of our sins, to seek God's favor over this land. Because of the threat to religious liberty, the profound threat to religious liberty. And on Tuesday, we saw this resounding election results. And I have to think there was a connection. When God's people got on their faces in repentance and faith over the issue of religious liberty, how threatened it is in our land, how important it is, I think God heard those prayers, and I believe he quickened the campaigns of those who are willing to stand for religious liberty.
That's it. I'm good with that. He's
the fact they spent fucking 40-odd billion on campaigns.
that might have helped. Yeah, that might have helped. Let me explain how much of a douchebag Brian Fisher is for saying that. He also said a bunch of other stuff. He said, I stand Sunday, event caused to help candidates, Republican race, focal point. It was a bunch of pastors standing up against the right for gay marriage to go.
So who's Brian Fisher?
Brian Fisher is a radio host on that vocal
point.
So
that's all
program.
He is just a radio
He's
host.
Just
He's
a
not
radio,
a politician or anything.
Just a radio host.
Okay.
Just a radio host spouting his bigotry across the world. It's fantastic. So Brian Fisher essentially is saying that God helped the Republican Party win. Okay. Ant, why is this bad? Why is this ridiculous? Why is this horrible that he would say something like this? You know why, Ant?
I do know why, but tell us why.
21,000 people die every day of hunger-related causes, according to United Nations. 21,000 people. So while his people, his rich, right-wing, conservative people, are on their knees and with these four fucking bigoted pastors with all their bigoted parishioners are standing against gay marriage and our fucking wherever they were, fucking bumfuck Egypt, whatever, wherever they were, their God allowed 21,000 people to die of starvation because they didn't have a fucking piece of food to eat that day.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, mate.
It is
God,
true.
God, if you're hungry, God don't like you.
Nope. Nope. Oh, and if you're brown.
He says, God told me this.
Did he?
And yeah, I'm breaking one of the commandments. God said, buy a fucking fishing rod. That's what he said to me. But he said, if you're gay, no way.
No way. Can't have
and
a gay
And if you don't like gays, and you're specifically American,
you're going to win the election.
I will answer all of your prayers.
That's the thing is, I think God's too interested in the American elections, right? That's why he ain't got time to cure, like, world hunger and stuff, because he's too interested in that. He's lazy bastard. So he can only do one thing at once. Typical bloke.
I thought he was more interested in who was going to win the football game on Sunday.
Maybe the Bush family are, like, God's angels on earth. That's what I think.
Angels on earth? Angels of fucking genocide on earth? Is more like it. Fucking
he loves him.
Motherfucker used Jesus to go into Iraq and fucking butcher people. He
no
fucking
shit.
Said it. Look it up, people. If you don't fucking think that's true, that is fucking true. He said Jesus told him that it is okay for us to go in Iraq, and we were fucking wrong. We were wrong. He used our passion for 9/11 against the American public, and that is fucking fact.
Well,
look that
religion,
shit up.
Religion's dangerous, mate. Religion's dangerous.
Fucking shit.
And we talk about on the show more often than not that we don't like religion. And don't get it twisted, people, when I talk about religion, don't get that twisted with spirituality. Spirituality is a beautiful thing, and if you've got some sort of faith, it's fantastic. But when your spirituality turns into religion, turns into telling people, oh, you should hate this sort of person. This sort of person's not right. You shouldn't like them. That's when it gets dangerous.
Their God's better than our God. He's a fucking... I mean, he's... There's 4 seconds left. He wanted to talk about... I mean, he pretty much said what he wanted. He thanked God for the Republican Party winning. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. It's obscene. And it's ridiculous, the fact that he did that. It really is. Oh, it's so great that we prayed and the prayers came true. Fuck you. Fuck you. Billions of fucking people every day pray for fucking much better things to win a fucking election. And you pray for election and you win, but instead someone in fucking Africa can't get fucking clean water and they pray every day because your stupid missionaries came over there and told them to? And they just stand around and fucking pray thinking it's gonna fucking rain? You're a fucking asshole.
It's because their God's not the right God, son.
Yeah, but I pray to Jeebus to have a mud wrestling match with Katy Perry nude, but it just never happens. It never happens.
I prayed for that too.
Listen to me, Jeebus. Listen.
Baby Jesus. See, we do baby Jesus in America. Baby Jesus, please let Katy Perry come over and blow me. That'd be fantastic. With those beautiful dark eyes and that beautiful black hair. No?
No,
Jesus,
happen,
you're not listening. I'm more important than 21,000 dead people, asshole.
Jesus hates us.
He's a fucking dickhead.
If there's people on earth he hates, it's us.
It's definitely us. Now that we've damned ourselves to hell, let's go to the next.
We've
fucking,
done that years ago.
Let's go to the next fucking article.
This is a story about a Polish woman, so she's probably living in England. Oh, that was a bit right wing. Anyway, a Polish woman who spent 11 hours in a cold storage in a mortuary after being declared dead has returned to her family complaining she was feeling a little cold.
Okay.
Officials say Janina... Oh, this is good. I'm going to nail this. Janina Kolkowicz.
Dan, you got it. Nailed it.
She was 91.
Jesus
was
Christ.
Declared dead after an examination by the family doctor. Cor, he was a fucking good doctor,
look,
wasn't he?
Look, lady, you've had enough years on this planet. There's, you don't need to be on here any longer.
Well, this is the thing. And I've been saying this for years, right? Mm. I hate it when people say, like, oh, she's scarred for life. After that, she's scarred for life.
She's fine.
If she lives to 100, she'll only be scarred for 9% of her life, won't she?
No, yeah, exactly.
So she ain't scarred for fucking life. But anyway. No.
Scarred for life. She's 91. How much longer does she have to fucking live?
No, fucking hell. So the mortuary staff were astonished to notice movement in her body. Oh my God, they must have shut herself. While it was in storage, the police has launched an investigation. Fucking hell, can you imagine just seeing the bag wriggling around? Oh my God.
I'd actually have shat myself.
I'm a bit cold.
Fucking hell.
This is the worst part. This is the worst part, Wade. My aunt has no inkling of what happened since she has late stage dementia. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So she's dementia.
Well, then she won't be scarred for life, will she? Because she'll forget.
Every day is new. Every day is fucking...
Fucking hell.
Oh, I've just seen the quote on here. This is the best quote. Back home, Mrs. whatever her name is, warmed up with a bowl of soup.
Yeah, there you go. We always try it, man. Well done.
Miss Kokovic warmed up with a bowl of soup and 2 pancakes.
There you go.
Good girl.
You can't argue with that.
The doctor that found her said, I'm stunned. I don't know what happened. Her heart stopped beating. She weren't breathing.
Now, what about...
Great doctor.
Wait, the doctor that found her or declared her dead?
Well, he was taking her pulse in her pussy, apparently.
No, you can feel pulse in a pussy, dude. I know it's been a while. I know it's been a
pulse.
I know it's been a while since you. I know it's been a while since you fingered. You know, because I'm just saying, it's been a while. I'm just saying, you've been using your penis, not your fingers, but you can feel a pulse in a pussy. So I'm just saying.
Never heard of foreplay, mate.
Now in a butthole, I don't know about that, but I mean I do, but I won't comment on it.
Yeah, I know you did.
Right, anyway, so that is a fucked up story.
Okay,
Wayne, what do you
so...
reckon?
Oh, go ahead, Wayne, go ahead.
I just think that shows the Polish medical system up for what it really is. No wonder they're all trying to come over to Britain.
Okay, so did they talk to the doctor that declared her dead? That was the dude?
Yeah, that's what I just said. He said, I don't know what happened. She weren't breathing.
I just like the fact that... Okay.
And all that, because you don't just get straight into a body bag. They don't just come and scoop you up, put you in the private ambulance, straight into a body bag.
Yeah.
There are several people that have dealt with her and missed the fact that she's still alive.
I don't understand. Okay, mother. Oh, my God. Motherfucker.
Maybe she was dead.
She. Aunt, if she's.
maybe she's a zombie.
Let me go to my job,
zombies look a bit old and mangled. She's fucking 91 Polish woman. She's just a zombie now.
She's gonna be little. That's what that fucking doctor did. That doctor did a fucking half-assed job. He went to his job, didn't do his job, and then he went the fuck home after he locked this old 90-year-old woman up in a fucking meat locker. Exactly what he did.
Let's do the scene from the morgue. Me and you are the people in the morgue.
All right.
Yeah. What the fuck's that?
I don't know.
Did you just hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
I swear I just heard that fucking noise.
Dude.
Oh my God.
Stop, man, with your bullshit.
Was that you?
Please. Fucking with your bullshit. Come on. Let's go, man. We got a fucking football league game to watch, man. Come on. We got to go.
Where am I?
What the fuck was that?
What the fuck? Literally, what the fuck?
What the fuck was that? These people are dead. Zombies! Zombie apocalypse! We have to go! We have to go now!
That's what would have happened.
That's exactly what would have happened. Good luck, old lady. You're locked in a fucking meat locker.
New computer game for the Xbox One coming out, Resident Poland. $99 but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Right, I'm gonna do the next story now, and it has been brought to our attention from Qatar. And it's also from the website Yahoo. And I'm going to start off with the punchline that is on this article as well. And it is, he's got 99 iPhones, but getting hitched ain't done.
Jesus Christ.
I got 99 apples, but getting hitched ain't one.
So tell us about it. Tell us about it, Wayne. What's going on?
It's about basically a little Jappy man that's got more money than
Sam. Oh, that's a bit racist.
Fucking racist.
We're not really racist on this podcast, buddy. Come on.
That's not what we do.
Really? No. With what you've done on this show, that was the draw line.
Yeah, we don't do racism.
We do nasty potty jokes and fart jokes and throw up jokes and. What was that one we did? Oh, yeah, the deer tongue in the vagina. But not really.
We hate
not
people
racist.
Who are right wing.
Yeah.
Because
they're racist.
But anyway.
Okay.
Basically,
so left wing, he's on a fucking Boeing 747. That's how left wing he is.
I am. I'm out the window on the 747.
Fucking is. You're on the tip.
I am. Go ahead.
Right, basically, this is about a bloke with more money than sense. He has spent $82,000 on iPhone 6s, which is about 99 iPhones, and he's put them in like a parking lot, like a circle, like a heart shape. And he was going to have it like done in the evening. He was going to put all the lights on. It was going to be beautiful and romantic. He gets her there, proposes. She turns around and goes, no thanks.
Jesus Christ.
And there was a group of people surrounding him. It was amazing.
Wayne, how did you propose to your wife?
It's really embarrassing.
Go ahead, tell us.
Go on, tell us.
Tell us, Wayne.
No, no, it's not embarrassing for you, but it's embarrassing for me.
You already told us a story about some bullshit guy fucking you in the ass, so you might as well tell us this one. Shit.
Yeah,
can't be any worse.
But... Yeah.
Go on.
Okay, right, basically, this is true. Tesco's Yarmouth.
Okay.
Tesco's is like what in America?
Walmart.
Like
Walmart.
Walmart.
And basically, that's got like a really big store. It's got like an escalator upstairs. It's got like so many different departments and stuff.
Okay.
And they had a jewelry section there. And I take Claire up there. We're on like, you know, a dirty night over there as well in Yarmouth. And
dirty
I take
night
her there.
Yarmouth.
And literally dirty in every way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go to the. Jewelry counter and I go, what about if I buy you that? And she goes, yes, and we kissed and hugged and I bought her that as an engagement ring.
Well, you just said, right,
What if I
did you point you and go, what if I buy you that?
Yeah, as him.
You, was you...
And then I got. Oh, I was also down on one knee.
Oh,
sort of.
Okay. Right.
Oh, you went down on one knee. I was just going to say, if you point into something that. Like,
I was
going to
say, do you want that?
Necklace.
Yes, suddenly you realised you were married. That's not good.
What if I buy you that bubblegum piece of machine?
I was pointing at something completely different.
Yeah, I was pointing at this diamond cock ring right here.
It was you go to. But yeah, no, it's pretty obvious that is how I was proposing. And unlike this bloke, I didn't get shot down. So
you didn't, because you done it in Tesco's.
It says 2 years worth of salary.
That's, well, yeah, I mean, $82,000, that's a fair chunk, man.
Jesus, the engagement ring I paid was £182, and he's paid $82,000.
So if it was 2 years worth of salary, it had to have taken him, like, 5 years to collect all that money?
But why, this, you're evading the big point.
What's the big point?
Why the fuck did he just buy a 99
I don't
iPhone?
I don't know why.
What sort of retard does that?
If you buy an $82,000 ring, she would have said yes. If he bought her an $82,000 ring, she would have said yes.
Not even that. If you bought her a $10,000 ring, sent her to fucking the Maldives, you know, or Paris on the Eiffel Tower, you could fucking hire the Eiffel Tower for like $50,000 or something.
It's true.
You'd have the whole of the Eiffel Tower to yourself. You could get a fucking champagne reception. All for $82,000.
Yeah.
You could buy a wife for cheaper than that.
Well, you could buy a wife from fucking Russia, mate. Only ten quid.
Even if she said yes, what would you do with all those phones anyway?
From the Philippines, right? Long time.
I don't understand why he bought the. Why would he buy the phones, Ant? I don't understand why he.
I don't know. That's what's freaking me out.
Like, iPhones are from America. Why would he buy the fucking iPhone?
I believe he was Chinese.
No, he was Japanese.
It says, right, let me read the fucking article. Wayne, never be a guest on the show again.
He said Japanese.
Yeah, he said Japanese, but yeah. Singles Day is a day on November 11th in China.
Oh, yes.
Now, this guy worked. What are you going to say, Wayne? They all look the same. Racist, mate. Racist. And he is Chinese.
You're the one who done love me long time impression.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Chinese, Chris. Japanese, not please. Love you, please.
We're also...
my missus is looking at me with, oh,
disdain.
My God, looks could kill.
She's going to kill you.
She is going to kill me.
You get nuts? Okay.
If you don't know, listeners.
Amy.
My missus is like half Chinese. She's still looking like she, and she's got scissors in her hand. All right, let's move on. I think we need to move on.
So it's no, I want to talk about this because this is important. Okay, with Singles Day looming in China, November 11th, one man thought the time was right to try to tie the knot with his girlfriend. So Singles Day is when, and I'm not kidding by this, okay, guys? If you want to look this up, you can look it up on YouTube or whatever. Is when the parents of all the single men and women bring them to a park or center in their city and try to marry them the fuck off.
What is this guy going to do?
He's fucked
now. He's got no more missus. Yep. Obviously, she's gone.
He doesn't look very good. He looks fat.
Well, that's fine. But I mean, he's got 99 fucking iPhones.
He's going to return them. He's going to return them. He didn't open them. Look, that's the white paper still on them.
So, right, which makes him a little bit of a hero of mine.
I can't believe she
said
no.
What would you do, right? Let's put the scenario to... I'm going to put the scenario to each of you two.
Okay.
Your missus has just told you no.
Okay.
After you spent £82,000 on her, or dollars.
Okay.
You send them back, you get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell do you do?
Go ahead, Wayne.
You're not going to accept going a massive piss up as a good...
No, because it's got to be... You've got to be a bit more... I want more than that.
So
I want more than I went to the pub and got drunk.
What about if they don't give you the credit back? But
no,
oh,
they're
for fuck's sake.
They're unopened.
This
Wayne.
Is hypothetical.
Oh my God!
This is hypothetical.
Jesus Christ!
All right, I was gonna say get another bird and then try again, but with not iPhones, do something better. But
you're such fun.
You ready, Ant? You ready?
I wouldn't have done something as stupid as that, to be honest, in the first place, though.
You ready, Ant? I got $82,000 in my bank account, right?
Yep.
I'm going to fucking Mexico doing coke and drinking fucking tequila for fucking weeks off of fucking prostitutes' tits, bitches.
And you're having free FFM threesome.
Goddamn right, son.
Fucking you're my hero.
Fucking hey, son.
So, right, me going to the pub isn't good enough, but him doing that's fine.
Dude, I'm doing coke off of... fucking prostitute's tits in Mexico, son.
That's what makes you... That's what... Wayne, that's the difference between a normal man and a fucking hero.
FCC, don't take away our net neutrality. The internet was made for you and me. We need it for communication. The YouTube and the Facebook Nation.
Next article, net neutrality. Big in the news lately because, at least in the United States, because Barack Obama finally jumped on board with it. About time. And the fact that a bunch of net neutrality protesters approached one of the FCC guys, the board members, to they approached him and he got it on video and all this good stuff anyway. Glenn Beck was saying some bullshit about it, but I cut the Glenn Beck part out of it. I just wanted to explain it to everybody and why it's important.
But I didn't really get net neutrality. Mm-hmm. I didn't really get it.
Well, go ahead and say what you said. Go ahead.
Well, I'll say exactly what I said a minute ago.
Go ahead.
Well, whilst we was off air, I thought it might be the idea that the internet should be an open platform and that like broadband companies shouldn't be able to interfere with your right to access content and services online.
That is exactly it. That's exactly what called, and that's what America's called net neutrality.
Okay, cool.
Or internet neutrality. The principle that internet service providers and governments should treat all data on the internet equally, not discriminating or charging differently by user, content, site, platform, application, type of attached equipment, or mode of communication. The term was coined by Columbia University media law professor Tim Wu in 2003 and has extended of the long-standing concept of common carrier. Okay. So in other words, Comcast, Charter, all of the internet service, Time Warner, AOL, all the internet service providers in America have bound together to be able to block and charge content providers and the users to content providers more money and have...
Would Skype fit that bill?
Skype would fit that bill.
Right now?
Yes, we would probably no longer do the DSJNP anything at all. Yeah. We would not be able to do Cerebral Satire because I couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would be charged like literally for every second I'm on here talking to you guys, I would be charged for it.
Exactly. That's pretty much why it's quite important then.
It's very important. And finally, I have signed petitions. I have been online. I have done as much as I can in my area to... I've reached out to my congressman, to my senator. I've emailed the FCC members and said, I want net neutrality. I've done everything I possibly could to make sure that net neutrality goes through and is extended. Because right now, that's what it is. I mean, it's net neutrality. That's
but surely, the internet should be free. Net neutrality is pretty much essential.
Yeah.
In order to ensure that the internet remains open.
It's essential for free speech.
No, I'm just saying, like, obviously, net neutrality has generated billions and billions and billions of dollars. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All the lobbying that we do here in America that we say our representatives represented us, they don't represent us. Because if they're voting against net neutrality, they are not representing us correctly. They are accepting funds and money from all of these Comcast and internet providers and taking their side. If any of your representatives have gone on record and stating the fact that they are against net neutrality, they are accepting bribes from companies. End of story. They don't care about
then,
you.
What are the chances then if cable companies and all them getting their way and actually being able to lock down the internet to what they want at the moment? What is like the percentage of it?
Honestly, right now, I would say it's probably 50-50.
Really that bad?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that bad.
Because you speak about this and it just sounds like Neanderthal way of like working. But...
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Welcome to America, Wayne.
Well, not America, is it? It's worldwide.
Yeah, it's fucking horrendous. It's horrible. Because we allow lobbying in our country. That's exactly what happened to our country. We allow lobbying in our country. Lobbying is a way to pay people. It's a way to pay congressmen more money to vote the way you want to vote. That's the way it is. That's essentially what lobbying is. And it should be outlawed. 100% outlawed. And that's why we're in this situation. And finally, after the new... Congress is elected, we finally get Barack Obama on our side going with net neutrality. So,
well, basically, how I see this is that I want an open internet. And that, thus do we all.
Yeah, you can reach all this stuff. You can reach all these websites. The websites that are not so visited very often are going to be the ones that we don't charge as much, and we're not going to charge you as much. And then the ones that are charged that do take a lot of bandwidth. In other words, like Netflix and the you know, the networks and all these new things that are coming out.
Like eBay and Microsoft and Apple.
Yep, Apple and all these iTunes, Skype, all these websites that are taking up a lot of bandwidth will be charged a lot more. So then we'll have to charge you more too. Like, and then they're going to want to charge you. And then it just goes on from there. And you just can't do it.
So who are the main opponents to net neutrality?
The American people.
Oh, really? They're not larger companies like AT&T?
The opponents are from net neutrality are the internet service providers.
Right.
Anybody that provides internet. So Comcast, like I said, Comcast, AOL, Time Warner, all the big guys that provide all the internet, Charter, all the internet. And then some of those companies may be against it. Some of those companies may be with it. I'm grouping them all together, but... You know, I know Comcast is the main one, which is actually my internet service provider, and Time Warner is the other one, which they essentially have a monopoly right now on certain areas of the country.
The whole point of the internet that is an open world,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Open and free world.
Yep.
And as soon as that goes, then people are going to just invent a new internet, and that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
You know,
I hope so.
Guys, 30 years ago, whilst we were little kids, what was the internet? Nothing. So something will come along if they want to capitalize on this sort of situation, which they've probably been trying to do for the last 25 years. But, you know, it's crazy.
It's insane.
And why do we let these people try and do this?
I don't know.
Why do we let these big companies try and dictate what we can and can't do?
Because we're fucking cattle. We're
revolution,
cattle
motherfuckers. Revolution.
We're cattle. And
can I just wade in with one more thing that's sort of jumping out at me right
now?
Go ahead. Because I didn't know too much about this until we've started this conversation. Now, what if I'm a small business owner?
Mm-hmm.
Would a provider say, okay, Ant, here's the plan. You can have your internet website for $0, but if I want traffic going to you, it will be completely and utterly slow.
Yes.
If you want your website to be speeded up, pay us some fucking money.
That's
basically what this is.
Yep.
And it's going to just hurt the small man again, people.
It's not even going to hurt the small man. It's going to hurt the big man. It's going to hurt
the difference between a big man and a small man is the big man has more money.
That's true. But you know? Any content provider. So, like I said, Netflix is going to have to pay up front.
But Doris down the road, who's got a website, you know, for a baking company, is not going to have any sort of money, is she?
But as soon as she starts getting traffic on the internet provider is going to go, you got a little bit of more traffic this month. We're going to require double what you normally pay, triple what you normally pay, quadruple
what
you're
going to have is internet mafia, people.
That's exactly what it is. It's blackmail. It's fucking straight up blackmail. Hey, pay us this or we're going to fucking shut you down. Fucking mafia style fucking internet.
Devil Vamp, you know that DSJMP that you set up?
Yeah.
You set up for free, yeah?
Absolutely. It's not free for me. I pay for it. I mean, you know, I pay for it.
Neutrality is all sorted out now. We've sorted it out in the courts.
Oh, well, what happens,
I'm from AT&T.
Yeah.
So do you want your internet to be, do you want your website to be fast?
I have to upload about... about a gig a month.
A gig a month?
Yeah.
Well, if you want that gig a month, it'll take 3 months to upload.
3 months? Why would it take
3 months to upload?
Why would it take 3 months to upload?
Just because it's difficult, isn't it? It's a difficult situation. What? I can't go into the details.
How do I make that go faster?
Well, slip me 20 quid in a blowjob, and it'll go fast for a week.
I have to suck your dick for a fucking...
Yep. If you suck my dick right now, you can have that show uploaded right now.
If I suck your dick, will you promise to give me a rating on iTunes?
I just can't believe they're actually contemplating going against it. Like you say, free speech, it's not just that. I can't even imagine the big companies going for it. iTunes, they're going to be dishing out a lot of data and stuff. You can't throttle their bandwidth. That's the future. And they're pioneers of it with the way that they've developed iTunes. They're not going to be happy that they've got to pay extra fees, or they're going to have to push that onto the customers, because that's going to put people elsewhere. That's sort of just backward. Everything we've been embracing the last few years is going to be going backwards if we go against net neutrality.
I'd really like to know what Tim Berners-Lee thinks of all this.
And it's right here, man.
What?
It's right here. It says, Vinton Cerf, co-inventor of Internet Protocol and considered the father of the Internet, as well as Tim Berners-Lee, creator of the web, and many others have spoken out in favor of net neutrality.
Yep. Tim Berners-Lee said, net neutrality is really, really important. Never before have you had something in the system that could throttle your app. Okay, so the next story is a Jesus lookalike has been arrested after ice skating while wearing trademark robes and carrying a staff. I don't know why they're trademark.
Why are they trademark? Wait, first of all, we don't know.
I don't think even... Jesus has trademarked the dirty look.
The hippie look?
The hippie, dirty look. I don't even know what Jesus got that down.
Jesus, not white. First of all, let's just go ahead and break that down.
Well, no, Jesus was not white. And we all know this. A Jesus lookalike was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct after ice skating in Philadelphia.
Not so nice, Jesus.
Well, no. Bearded Michael Grant, dubbed Philly Jesus, was held by police shortly after completing a few laps of the city's Dilworth Park skating rink while wearing his trademark robes and carrying a staff. The doppelganger of the Son of God was later charged with disorderly conduct and failure to disperse, reporters from the Philadelphia Inquirer reported. Grant's lawyer says those are charges that, in my experience, the government uses when you don't do what the government wants you to do. Or that the police officer wants you to do.
I suppose, in other words, he didn't listen to the police officer.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah. He's a very decent young man who is simply exercising his First Amendment right of speech. Now, let's get into this a little bit. Okay. Now,
I agree. He should have been arrested for being
a
dick.
Wait. Before we...
Why? Okay, Wayne. Why?
Does he need to go around to do that? What has that actually given to him by going around...
Maybe once, he's a nutter. Once again, Wayne not waiting until the rest of the story is read.
All right, Wayne, let's put it this way. Let's say I'm black, fat, and I like to wear, like, a nappy.
Mm-hmm.
Can I? So basically, I'm looking like Buddha. Is it right if I get arrested just because I'm fat and black and want to wear a nappy? Isn't that my right to want to look how I want to look? Am I enticing people? Really?
Yeah, interfering with other people? What was he doing then? So he's dressed up as Jesus. He's dressed up as Jeebus,
right? Mm-hmm. He's gone, I've woken up today, I'm looking like Jeebus. I've got long hair, I've got a little beard, I'm putting the robes on. He's gone,
why does he need the stick?
Because I'm going to say he just wants to look cool like Jesus. He might.
Fair enough. You want to dress up with him, but if he's got a stick, that means he wants to go around. And he might interfere with people, don't it?
No,
he's not going to trip people over.
No, he went ice skating, Wayne. He went for a little ice skate. You know, Jesus didn't ice skate, did he?
All right then. Devil Vamp wanted to go on about not reading the rest of the story. So come on, then. Let's see if it gets unveiled what is his true motives.
Okay. So the former homeless drug addict, Ron, wrote on Twitter after his arrest that the officer who detained him accused him of solicitation.
I always knew Jesus was high.
Yeah, Jesus is always high. We're high on love with Jesus.
So high on love with Jesus.
But Mr. Gibbs claimed Grant had been talking to people and taking photographs with them and has been doing so for some months. Grant also tweeted how he accepts tips but does not actively seek money.
So he is going around being a pain up the arse, then.
Literally a pain up the
arse. Is he hurting anyone?
He's a prostitute.
What do you mean he's hurting us? Well, you just said yes.
He's a prostitute.
Wayne, you just said he's hurting people. How is he hurting people?
He's interfering with people.
Wayne is
They're asking right for photographs of him, and they're giving him money. So, you know, According to Mr. Gibbs, the cops told Grant to leave the area, but his client refused to do so because, in his view, it was an unlawful order to leave a public park. Okay, now that was a bit douchey.
It's an unlawful order not to follow the police.
Yeah. So Philly Jesus was then arrested. I love that name, Philly Jesus. Mr. Gibbs said Grant believes the officer recognized him from more than a year ago when he was a homeless drug addict who would beg for cash in the city's suburban station. They all look like fucking... All tramps look like Jesus.
So basically, he was a pain up the arse off his tree a year ago. He's now dressed up in a little make-pretend thing, and he's still being a pain up the arse asking for money.
So court records show Grant has been arrested more than a dozen times on charges including loitering, possession of marijuana, and theft of services, which I really don't understand.
You didn't give me the prayer requested.
So, yes, and going back to your original question, if you were just wearing nappies and you're big, fat, and black, then, yeah, I wouldn't arrest you for that. But he has now, it's come out, that he's been a pain up the arse.
But what if he is Jesus?
This is what Mr. Grant said. To have our local government try and crucify a guy who's standing in...
Crucify! They actually said crucify!
This is what he said. He actually said crucify. Try and crucify a guy who's standing in Love Park and spreading a message of hope and peace is reminiscent of what happened 2,000 years ago.
I just think the bloke's a tit.
Next article is Rosetta Mission, or Rosetta Spacecraft, is a robotic space probe built and launched by European Space Agency, which has performing a detailed study of Comet 67P, or...
That's a cool name.
Chernobyl Gerasimenko.
Awesome.
67B, with both an orbiter and a lander module. Rosetta was launched on March 2nd, 2004. Holy fuck. This thing was marched in 2004?
10 years, mate.
And it reached the comet on August 6, 2014. Became the first spacecraft to orbit a comet. This is what we can do as humans now.
Not only orbited it, it's landed on it.
This is amazing.
This is amazing.
Spacecraft consists of two main elements, the Rosetta spacecraft probe orbiter, which, you know, relays messages back to us, which features 12 instruments, and then the probe is named after Rosetta Stone, an Egyptian origin featuring a decree of three scripts, blah, 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 whatever. I don't believe any of that bullshit, but whatever. I just want to give you guys some stitch. And what do you think, man?
I think it's absolutely incredible. I didn't even know this fucker had launched until it landed.
Me neither, dude.
It was, like, not in the news at all. We were still talking about fucking Ebola and shit like that. So, absolutely incredible. This is the shit that should be in the news. We always talk about this. Dude, why is this not in the news more often?
It killed Twitter. It was the same day that Kim Kardashian released her bullshit fucking thing or whatever.
And I bet you Kim Kardashian was higher on the list of priorities of most people than bloody this.
Oh, wow. Wayne is wrong again.
Really?
Wayne is wrong again.
Really? This got this more tweets? Well, that's
more
that
tweets, more Facebook
more...
shares, more fucking Facebook likes than anything on the planet that day.
Well, that's given a little bit more hope than I usually have in human humanity.
Fuck you, Kim Kardashian, and fuck you up the ass, Wayne.
Apparently
like
got 28, the announcement got 28,000 retweets in the first hour.
First hour, yep.
First
good,
hour.
I'm so glad to be wrong on that. Me and Ant were discussing this also the other day, and I was just saying to him about, think about how backward this technology is on here now to what it could be now. You think how far technology's gone in the last 10 years. Yeah. If they'd done it again, what they'd be able to do with it now is mind-blowing.
So how fast is this comet going?
Right now, it's when it passes by the last final Earth, it's going 29,000 miles per hour.
So this fucking thing, right? I'm going to put it into layman's terms.
Yep.
This fucking thing is going over 25,000 miles an hour.
29,000 miles an hour.
Which is circling around the sun's orbit. Yep. And we have to get something not that only weighs is it, not 100 only, okay. kilograms on the middle of it.
Not only is it circling around the sun's orbit, it's also circling around us. Not only is it circling that is around the sun's us. Orbit. Well, no, it's also circling
we
us at the same
the
time.
Sun, don't we? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know that. But it's also circling okay, us so. At the same time. It's circling sun, then circling us. Not only is it circling us, we... calculated the smart ass fucking people at the European space whatever
yep.
calculated the fact that they could swing it around this many times in a year and then hit a comet. Are you fucking kidding me?
So right, I've got one. How come the human race can be that ultra intelligent and manage to find like work all that out and find like a needle in a haystack, yet you can't even find a women's G-spot?
It's not
Well, that's talk for yourself, mate.
Yeah, I agree. Talk to yourself,
but we take things for fucking granted. This is the problem with being a modern, living in the actual age mm-hmm. as it is. Because look at our GPS systems, right? They're fucking mental, right? You tap in, I want to go home from fucking New York. And that will direct you home.
Yep.
People don't realize how fucking difficult fucked up that is. Yeah. And how incredible that is.
We're not even done. We're not even
but
done.
But we take these things for granted.
We do. We absolutely do. 7th of May, Rosetta began orbital correction maneuvers to bring itself into orbit around the asteroid 67P. The time of the first deceleration berm, Rosetta was approximately 2 million kilometers. That's 1,200,000 miles away from the asteroid. That's when it started the deceleration berm. That's when it fucking right. started it. It started right. it 2 million fucking kilometers away. Jesus Christ, this is amazing.
This is my fucking deal, right? If you're sitting on your ass listening to this podcast.
I could cry listening to this.
Eating
oh my God.
Fucking burgers and watching reruns of Frasier from 15 years ago. And there's people that are putting fucking landers on comets running at 25,000. Just end it. Just end it, mate.
Just shoot yourself.
Look, just because your life ain't worth living.
I'm going to wrap
there's
this up with a...
1% of this.
Yeah.
And this is the problem. There's only 1%
yeah.
Of the human race that are actually doing something fucking worthwhile.
Yeah.
And these people are just crazy. They're yep. fucking crazy. I've got some stats for you. No, you don't want the stats?
I do want stats. You know I love stats. Go ahead.
Please, can we have the stats, Ant?
Give me the stats, Ant.
Thank you.
Give me the stats or have the pooper, Ant.
Right. The Rosetta mission cost close to £1.1 billion, which is probably about $1.8 billion, I'd say.
Yeah.
Including the Philae lander, which cost around about £173 million. The mission length thus far has been 10 years. The distance from home has been 316 million miles. Time taken for news to reach the Earth from that distance is around about 28 minutes, 20 seconds.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Well, this is the thing. They reckon, well, have you never watched like a science program? They said you watch a star explode in a telescope.
Yeah.
You're watching that star explode millions of years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah. Billions,
that's mind billions fucking
of years ago.
Up.
Yeah.
That's your mind just fucking going mental. So yeah, anyway, so I've done that. The weight of the machine is only about 100 kilograms, but the comet's weight is around 10 billion tons.
Oh my God.
So it's a big motherfucking comet.
So they had three different burns. 8 burns were used to align the trajectory of Rosetta 67P with the majority of deceleration occurred. 3 different burns, May 21st, July 4th, June 4th, and on June 18th. It was going, it's still, on June 18th, it was still going 200 miles an hour. July 14th, the OSIRIS onboard imaging system returned to images of comet 67P, which confirmed the irregular shape of the comet. Well, it's a fucking rock in space that's hurling at millions of miles an hour or whatever. August 6th, Rosetta arrives at 67P, approaching to 62 miles an hour or 100 kilometers per second, and carrying out a thruster burn that reduces relative velocity to 1 meter per second, 3 feet per second.
It's crazy. So the thing is, it's landed more than about half a mile away from where it planned to land.
Oh my god!
Which, where you think you're trying to land something 316 million miles away, it's not a bad fucking shot, to be honest, is it?
Essentially, literally, and I'm not even fucking being facetious here. Literally, it's like throwing a dart and hitting an atom.
Yeah,
it's exactly what it is.
Over 300 million miles away, and their predicted landing site ended up being less than half a mile away.
Amazing,
which is 800 meters in layman's terms.
Absolutely amazing.
Now, the problem with where it's landed is it's landed sort of in a cliff area. Now, obviously, the lander has solar power on it. Now, what's happened is it's landed sort of in a cliff area where the sun cannot get enough power to the lander, so it actually can't turn on anymore.
Well, the recent updates, they've fixed a little bit of that. They've gotten a little bit of sun to it. They're trying to move it now without it falling off the comet.
Well, that's the thing, because it has to harpoon in because it's going at such a speed.
Yeah.
But also, it's only got sort of a limited time because it's
rotation.
My brain just learning things
I've read
in the news.
So awesome.
And it's when it goes around the sun, it's going to get fucking hot.
It is very hot.
And it will burn up.
Yeah.
So it's only got a very limited lifespan until the sun just does its work on it and it just completely melts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But fuck me, science is awesome.
Amazing.
Just think about this is technology from 10 years ago as well.
Yeah, but as I was telling you the other day, the technology we've got is probably 10 years behind the technology they had.
Yeah, right then, Ant. But what about the technology that the secret agents and everyone's got now will still be 10 further ahead?
No, completely agree. Yeah, it's mind-boggling.
If we put all of our smartphones together in one computer, it would probably beat that lander.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, it probably would. Seriously, I would go that far.
Well, you've just come out with something really controversial there.
No, I probably would. If we put all three of our...
not controversial, idiotic.
If we put all three of our... 10 years ago, if we put all three of our smartphones together, we would beat that technology in our smartphones. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the bullshit of the day, guys. And let's move on to the picks of the week.
You dick.
Oh, pick me! Oh, I know! Me! Okay, fine.
Picks of the week, Ant.
Picks of the week.
We're going to let our guests go first?
Yep, let's let our guests go first. Wayne, what you got?
I'm going to go with my favourite album from one of my favourite bands, and that is Depeche Mode with their album from 1990, I think it was.
Depressed.
Violator. Not.
Are you a violator?
Apparently I've been violated, we found out today, so...
we have certainly been violated.
The truth.
Yeah, go on about it then, man.
Oh, right, you want... basically... No, it's one of my favourite albums. It's the right mix of moody, dark... there's also a fair good rhythm that goes through it. It's quite short, it's only 9 songs long. Neil Tennant from Pet Shop Boys, which is also another band I like, described it as the album he's most... Nothing wrong with Pet Shop Boys. The album
Go
that he's most...
Go west, where the sky is blue.
Isn't that same group that sang Girls on Film?
No, that's Duran Duran.
Oh, that's Duran Duran, you fool. Sorry. Fucking hell.
Sorry.
Nothing wrong with Duran Duran either. They're good.
And this is why they...
Do you know Duran Duran were number one when old ball?
This is why that person thinks that you're the host of the show.
It is, because I am. So anyway, Wayne, carry on.
Basically, I don't even know where I was. Oh yeah, Neil Tennant from Pet Shop Boys described it as the album that he was most jealous that he never wrote. And to be honest, I'd agree. It's just a fantastic dark album, mainly about drug use. It's got such singles as you'll probably recognise as Personal Jesus, Enjoy the Silence, and Policy of Truth. Honestly,
all ever wanted, all ever needed was here in my arms.
That's it. Beautiful, yeah. Ant.
Cheers, mate.
Reach out and touch me.
Yep, carry on, Wayne. Sorry, we're trying to put you off on purpose.
He's just put me off Depeche Mode for life now. I'll never be able to hear that song in the same way.
So when was this album released?
That was the 1990, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure it was. Let me go back.
No, it was released in January 1990.
Oh, thank God for that. I didn't embarrass myself.
No.
But so, it's just awesome. And I don't think that's aged either. You know, cause normally when you get back to the early 90s like that, it sort of feels like really dated and that. For an electronic band, it just has aged really well. It sounds quite modernly produced.
It's also pretty rare for an album from a British band. I know a lot of British bands get popular in America, but it actually went triple platinum in America.
Very big.
Also, America didn't take too well to our sort of gothy sort of thing with The Cure and stuff like that. The Americans didn't really get behind it, I'd be correct in saying, but yet Depeche Mode also got that sort of dark image, eyeliner and stuff. They've still managed to get half big over in America, so...
I don't know, man. The Cure are pretty big in America.
Cure are pretty big in America. I was just about to say, too. Yeah, they're pretty big,
Cure
dude.
Are pretty big in America.
Oh, awesome. I just honestly didn't think they're that big in America. I love The Cure and that, but I just thought like that and Placebo that were also quite big. Oh, maybe Americans did get behind that sort of fix.
I'm a big fan of Placebo. I'm a huge friend
indeed. A friend indeed. A friend with weed is better. A friend with breasts and all the rest. A friend that's dressed in leather.
Love Placebo.
You two actually gone up in my estimation then, fair enough.
Placebo.
Well, no, I knew Ant had decent taste in music. It was Chris that's gone up. Devil Vamp has gone up in my estimation.
One of my favorite bands of all time is Placebo.
Really?
Yep, absolutely. 100%.
What's your favorite album then?
Whatever album their main one is.
What one?
Whatever album their main one is. I don't know. I don't know their albums. I didn't buy their albums.
They're
dude.
A massive fan.
I'm a big fan of Placebo. Seriously, I know their songs. I don't know their albums. By the time I got into them, they were already on iTunes. I could buy them individually. I don't need to buy the albums.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, you know, everyone knows like my music is probably the thing that I know the most about of any subject on earth. And I am completely eclectic. I wouldn't say that Depeche Mode, there are sort of some records that I really enjoy. Enjoyed Silence is certainly one of those. But I wouldn't say they're right up there with the bands of the time. But the fact that you like them is absolutely fine. I really, you know,
maybe
I'll listen to a little more of them.
Here, I agree.
Okay, so that's Wayne's pick of the week, guys. Wayne's Depeche Mode, Violator, as he has been violated.
How did we plan that? We didn't plan that.
We didn't plan that. But anyway. Devil Vamp, your pick of the week.
Cards Against Humanity.
Our parents are playing Cards Against Humanity, and we're not allowed to play.
It's for dolls.
Because it has bad words.
And swears.
Like wieners.
Cards Against Humanity. A party game for horrible people like you.
I don't even understand this game. Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children
a monkey smoking a cigar.
Landmines. Obesity.
A monkey smoking a cigar.
Cards Against Humanity. Okay, so you have a group of friends. You give out a ton of white cards, and then whoever's the dealer gets to pick a black card. Okay,
sounds a bit racist.
That's fine. White cards and black cards. So the black card I read is, why can't I sleep at night? Nipple blades. The three filth compromise. Crippling debt. Shaft. A monkey smoking a cigar. Passive aggressive post-it notes. David Bowie flying on a tiger made of loincloth.
A tiny unicorn sucking on
yes.
a cocaine
essentially
tit.
Essentially,
what
that's
the
what
hell
happened.
Are you two on
so
really
this is
lost.
So this is what happened. So there's things written on a card on the black card, like when I was tripping on acid, blank turned into blank, and you have to fill in those with the white cards. And the white cards have things on it written like actually getting shot for real or
okay,
crumbles
all
over
I,
or the
I
force
get the concept.
Or
I get the concept.
Terrorists.
But how do you win the game?
You win the game by collecting.
Exclaim the
so if the what if you give me white people and I pick white people for that card to match my black card, you get the black card and the person wins by getting the most black cards in the night. So essentially, you're trying to match my phrase. The whole thing about Cards Against Humanity is that the dealer chooses. So you throw your cards face down. We don't know who turns them in. So we grab all the white cards because you guys are giving me all your white cards, and I pick the one that's best for me. So this game, without me being there, which I'm very upset, they brought this game to Christmas with my family.
Right.
Without me being there. My brother or my sister or somebody brought this game to my family. They had to explain to my mother what a bukkake was. Because she had the bukkake card.
What is a bukkake?
A bukkake is when a group of men decides to gather around a woman and come on the woman at the same time.
To start the game, each player draws 10 white answer cards.
Yeah, you could say that.
One randomly chosen player begins as the card czar.
Yes.
And plays a black question card.
You're reading the directions, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah,
the card czar reads the question out to the group. Each player answers the question.
I just saw the card I used the other week with two midgets shitting in a bucket.
All right, let me finish this. Each player answers the question by passing one white answer card face down to the card czar. The card czar shuffles all of the answers, reads them out loud in a humorous fashion, and picks their favorite. Whoever played that answer gets to keep the black card as one awesome point. After each round, a new player becomes the card czar, and each player draws back up 10 cards. Now I get it, and now it sounds brilliant.
Daniel Radcliffe's bloody asshole was one of the fucking quests.
Now I get it. I love this game, and I want to play it.
A gassy antelope was another answer for one of the questions. Face full of horse cum was one I just saw. Oh shit! Getting hilariously gangbanged by the Blue Man Group was
so
one of the.
You could have a card saying Margaret Thatcher, and then getting furiously.
Yeah, let's say, dear Margaret Thatcher, I'm having some trouble with blank, and then you throw in like gangbangs with teenagers. You know, fucked up. Oh, gangbangs with Girl Scouts. Fucked up shit like that.
Yeah, we all get the game now, okay. And it sounds absolutely brilliant. It's guys, guards, cards against humanity. I'm actually going to play this game. You can actually print cards off for free.
Yep, you can print cards off for free. You can also buy it. It's very, very cheap to buy it and ship it to your house.
I think it's $25,
yep.
I believe.
Very cheap for a game that you will love forever, that has an endless amount of answers. There's no ending to it. Then you can buy the box called the Big Black Box. In other words, the Big Black Cock. It has more answers and more questions for you in there if you want it.
Okay, I'll backtrack. I'll give it to you. It sounds all right.
Fucking
yeah,
fantastic.
Obviously with Christmas coming up, can you imagine playing that around the family
That's why
table?
I did it. That's why I did it. You have to do it. That's why I did it. You have to get it for Christmas. Play it around your friends, around your family. Oh, you'll laugh for hours. We laugh for hours about it. When Boy Scouts have bloody assholes, oh, it's so funny.
So that's Devil Vamp's pick of the week, guys.
You're going to talk about Spaced. I love Spaced.
What are you playing? Tomb Raider 3. She's drowning.
Yeah.
Is that the point of the game? Depends what mood you're in, really. What sort of mood you in, then?
Well, I got a letter from my ex-girlfriend this morning, 3 months too late, explaining why she dumped me. It was full of "you'll always be special" and "I'll always love you" platitudes designed to make me feel better while simultaneously appeasing her deep-seated sense of guilt for running off with a slimy little city boy called Dwayne and destroying my faith in everything which is good and pure.
So it didn't really work then?
No, it made me want to drown things.
Yeah, my pick of the week this week is Spaced.
This
I
proves
have
that
to
I'm
do
more
it.
Of a British person than Ant right now.
Sorry?
Just saying. This proves what? That I'm more of a British person than you.
Why?
Remember you and I were talking about how I'm more of a British person than you? I've watched Space. I own Space. It's in the other room.
Yeah, but yep. I also love Space.
But you don't own it, do you?
Yes, I do.
Do you really on DVD?
Yep.
Okay, you know how hard it is to get Space on DVD in America? I'm just saying I tried harder.
Okay, fair enough. But anyway, guys, Spaced is a British television sitcom written and starring Jessica Stevenson and Simon Pegg and directed by Edgar Wright. So this was basically Simon Pegg's first big gig in TV.
Oh, absolutely.
The guy from Shaun of the Dead and blah, blah, blah. You know, everyone knows who Simon Pegg is now. and Edgar Wright, who went on to direct all of those films, like Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz.
He's fucking Scotty. He's Scotty.
What?
He's Scotty.
Well, Simon Pegg is now, yeah.
Yeah.
And Edgar Wright also done Scott Pilgrim. So anyway, there's two series of seven episodes. Each were broadcasted in 1999 and 2001 on Channel 4, which is the mother of all comedy in Britain. And yeah, basically, it is literally the best sitcom that's ever lived. I'm not even... It's number one for me. I can't think of anything better than watching Spaced.
I like Coupling better.
Coupling is disgusting.
I do. I like Coupling better. I'm not gonna. I'm gonna.
Has he just picked a random bullshit British comedy?
No, I own Coupling as well. I like Coupling.
Coupling is horrible.
I like Coupling better.
To try and compare Coupling to Spaced is like comparing a fucking Nissan
Daniel Radcliffe's bloody farts to something else.
I was going to say a Nissan Micra to a Ferrari F40. You're just talking nonsense.
I like Coupling better, in my opinion. But you like Spaced, anyway, it's fine.
This comes from Metro again. The news company that we don't particularly like that much. But anyway, 15 years have passed now since the groundbreaking Channel 4 sitcom Spaced hit our screens. The best sitcom ever, possibly. And here are 15 reasons why there have never been anything quite like it before or since. So number one, it made stars of Simon Pegg and Jessica Stevenson. Fair enough.
True.
Two, the premise was awesome. Very true. It was Tim and Daisy, they're total strangers until they need a flat together, and thus they get together and it just all shenanigans come up. I'm going to slip number five, number three, and go to number four, which is Tim, played by Nick Frost.
Yep, legend.
Yep.
Who is a complete legend. Number five is Brian, who's an amazing character, played by Mark Heap. Is his name Mark Heap? Who was in another sitcom over here called Green Wing, and he is a genius in that. He's absolutely fantastic.
He's the loopy doctor in that, isn't he?
Yes,
like they're all loopy doctors, but you know what I mean—the one that, the really weird one that, like, has it on with that old woman. He's not quite. It's hard to explain.
Marsha, yeah. But anyway, the fact is that, you know, it's the whole sort of homages to everything they love. So if you're a bit of a geek, it's brilliant, and if you love comedy, it's brilliant because it's funny. But the homages to Science of Lambs, zombie films, hero films. Come on, throw more at me. I mean, it's
everything. It's, if you're a nerd or a geek and anything, it's in there. Sci-fi.
Yeah, there's Blade Runner homages. There's absolutely
Indiana Jones. If you grew up in our time, you understand the
exactly. References. If you grew up, if you're our age, you will get everything. You know, he's playing Resident Evil, for instance, on an episode, and then he starts seeing zombies in real life. I mean, he's playing fucking Tomb Raider. It's everything from, if you're a 30-something, it's everything from our childhood and everything that we've grown up with. So it's just amazing. It's just amazing. It also has many people that are on the show that were famous before they were famous, pretty much. So people like David Walliams, Bill Bailey, Paul Kay, even Ricky Gervais was on the show. And it sort of made it cool to be a geek as well. Without Space, we wouldn't have Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, World's End, certainly no Scott Pilgrim. You know, Peg and Jessica Hines, as she's now known, she was Stevenson, wouldn't be in Star Trek, Mission Impossible, you know, films like that. You know, and it went for two series. I mean, it wasn't there for long. It only went for two series, which was 14 episodes. And it sort of knew when to stop, which is the perfect thing. It sort of ends at a right time. 14 episodes was absolutely perfect.
Even one series in America, is it? They have like 24.
No, I mean fucking Walking Dead, 16 a series. So, I mean, it's not even a series for Walking Dead.
Smallville's 23, 22. Arrow's 22. Star Trek Next Generation is 25. A season. 25 episodes a season.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, Wayne, have you seen Space? You must have.
No, I've seen all the Cornetto trilogy films, which is by the obviously Edgar Wright, Simon Pegg, co-writing them and directing them and everything. I've seen all three of them, and I know Nick Frost. I'm sort of a massive Nick Frost fan, but I don't know. It's just one of those programs I've never seen for some freakish reason. It's on 4OD.
Yeah.
So I might have to catch it.
You're a bad citizen of Britain.
Yeah. Okay, Gordon the Devil Vamp, you tell us a little bit about space, why you like it.
I like space because of all the rest of the stuff. I love British humor. I love all the references that you've mentioned, in fact. I love the idea of a person coming into a loft and meeting all the other people around them. That stuff doesn't happen in America. You don't know your next-door neighbor. You don't talk to your next door neighbor in America. That's the way it goes. I mean, I'm sure some people do, but most of the time when you live in, I live in an apartment complex. Same, almost the exact same way. Other than the fact that I don't have a door on the entrance of my building. I don't know anyone that lives in my apartment complex. I wouldn't even, that's like weird. If you talk to people near you, that's weird.
So do you like the sort of the homages? I mean, there's a particular episode where they're doing Robot Wars.
Yeah.
And they're doing the Fight Club scene. And they're like, we don't talk about Fight
Robot Club.
And then the second rule is no smoking. Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good. All of it's so good. I get Simon Pegg. That's why I want to see At World's End. I haven't seen it yet, and I still want to see it.
If the problem with me is I've seen Spaced.
Yeah.
And then I saw Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
And those two things are so genius that Hot Fuzz was not high on my agenda.
Well,
World's End was better than Hot Fuzz, in my opinion, but still.
No, I'd say Shaun of the Dead is slightly better than Hot Fuzz, but both brilliant. World's End is just sort of,
Yeah, see, I'm not that over it. But you've never seen Spaced.
No, I ain't. Like I said, I've only seen the Cornetto trilogy, as they're called, the three films. That's all I've seen. I've not actually seen Spaced.
Honestly, Wayne, it's a little hard now. It is. It's a little dated. It's a little dated, Ant.
It's not. See, this is my issue with you.
Okay.
I don't think Spaced is dated at all.
It is dated.
If it's just same from what you're saying, if that's all the references to when we were kids and everything, they'll still be as relevant as they were back then.
Those references are fine.
It's a cult classic.
I agree. It's a very much a cult classic.
I mean, it's even got references from One Flew Over the Fucking Cuckoo's Nest and the A-Team and Grease, which weren't things around at the time. So
I agree with everything you're saying. The fact is, it's just the outside of the references, everything else is dated. The cell phones are dated. The telephones are dated.
Well, of course it is, but time is moves
dated.
On.
It's just a little dated. That's all.
You're talking nonsense.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not. You're thinking I'm saying it's bad. It's not. It's brilliant. It's great. Dude, I own it on fucking DVD, which is very hard to get over here. It's almost impossible to get over here, okay? Point is the fact that it does show its age sometimes, but Wayne, it is still very funny, very good, and if you understand, I'm not even sure if he understands a lot of the references because he doesn't know a lot about movies.
Well, I mean, if you love pop culture, if you're around sort of 30, you'll get everything. It's just brilliant. You have to give it a chance. And if you like any of their films, it's their first work, and in my opinion, it's their best work. So that's my pick of the week. Spaced.
That's free on 4OD, so there's no excuse.
Nope, no excuse for you, my friend.
All right, let's go to the music real quick.
Okay, so real quick this week, I'm going to the musical corner, which is a group called Sonseed, I believe.
You nailed it.
Have I got that completely wrong?
You nailed it. Roman Catholic pop band?
They're a Roman Catholic pop band. Oh. Formed at the Church of Our Lady in Brooklyn, New York in the late 70s. Their record that we're going to play at the end of this show is one of the greatest pieces of music I've ever heard in my entire life. It's called Jesus Is My Friend. And yeah, someone sent this to me on YouTube and I had to listen to it. And it was pure genius.
All right, this is a rib. What the fuck, Ant? This is a rib.
That's not.
What the fuck are you talking about? What?
This is called Jesus Is My Friend. And you haven't seen it. It's an internet sensation, my friend.
This is that stupid video you showed me, isn't it?
This is a stupid video that I showed you online.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much. You're...
But we're called Cerebral Satire. We are so left-wing, we're on the fucking Concorde plane on its tip.
You keep
so
saying that.
We're going to end this show to show our love for Jeebus. Jesus, or Jeebus, whatever you want to call him. He is our friend.
If you believe in Jesus or like Jesus and you listen to our show, please hashtag C-Satire us and let us know that you believe and you like Jesus. I just want to.
Well,
I'm not
going to
call
opinions.
You. I understand that. I'm not going to call you out on the show. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to look at it. I'm just going to walk, move on, and I'm going to watch it. Before we close the show, I just want to say Nick Palmer at Grand M the Third. We're gonna do your favorite video games next week, right, Ant?
We used to do top 10.
We do,
but we realize that they take about 800 hours to do.
Too long.
So from now on, we're only gonna do top five.
So we're gonna do top five. So we're gonna do a list of our five favorite video games that we have played. We have physically played ourselves of all time.
Why would I pick something I haven't played?
I'm just saying. I'm just putting the rules
out
there. For
Arabaster retard.
Jesus Christ, you're an asshole. So, Nick, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Anybody else, please, please keep giving us. We know we have a Kiwi story we have to do next week. We also have an Italian episode we have to do next week. We have a bunch of news articles we have to do next week, including the ones we have to also research ourselves.
Yeah.
So we have a lot to do. We appreciate everybody for listening. Please. Awesome. You guys are awesome. Please. Hashtag C-Satire. Right, Ant?
Yeah, definitely. Hashtag C-Satire, guys. Or just at Devil Vamp or at MC Vigilante would be fine. That would suffice. But I want to say thank you, Wayne, for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you, Wayne.
No, thank you for having me on. It's been an experience, really.
Has it? Have we enlightened you?
You've scarred me, but...
I've scarred you for life.
Scarred yourself,
well,
mate.
We've found out some brilliant things about you, mate. We found out that you got raped, which was the story of the week.
Fucking brilliant.
And you're never going to live that one down. So thank you very much for the input.
Yeah, and I just want to say I appreciate everybody. Ant and I really, really enjoy doing this. I mean, of all things out of our week, Ant and I really very much look forward to doing this.
We do. I mean,
we really do.
We both have other projects on the go. Obviously, I do Second Shift and Devil Vamp does DSJ and P.
Yep.
But when we come together to do this, it's definitely the highlight of the week, and we love doing it. Thank you guys for listening.
Yes, thank you so much. Just keep sending them. Just keep sending those news articles in. Let us know what you guys want us to talk about. If we don't talk about your news article, it may not be because we don't like it. It may not be because we, you know, don't find it interesting or whatever. We may have read it just fine. We don't have a comment on it or anything like that. Don't take it personally, please. It's just one of those things we just don't see it, that it's part of our program. That's fine.
Or I hate it.
Yeah, or Ant hates it. That's definitely a possibility. That's definitely a possibility at all times. It may just be the fact that we just don't have anything to say about it. That's perfectly okay. Just keep saying them to us. Please let us know what you
want
to do. Please
do, yeah. The goal for me is to do a show where we don't pick any stories.
That'd be fantastic.
And you guys do.
If we didn't have to
please,
do any research.
Just get them in.
No work, just play.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Be amazing.
I was just going to say, thanks for listening, guys. Thank you, Wayne, again. Thank you so much. Do you want to say goodbye and where they can find you?
At Wayne's a Baker, and thanks again for having me.
Thanks, Kata. Thanks, Nick.
Andy Anderson.
Thanks, Andy Anderson. Thanks, Nick. And bye.
Yeah, no, we're going to end the show now with Jesus is our friend.
Fucking hell.
So thanks for listening. Bye.
I hate you.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He taught me how to live my life as it should be. He taught me how to turn my cheek when people laugh at me. I've had friends before, and I can tell you that he's one who will never leave you flat.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He taught me how to pray and how to save my soul. He taught me how to praise my God and still play rock and roll. The music may sound different, but the message is the same. It's just an instrument to praise his name.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I tried to run and hide, but Jesus came and found me, and he touched me down inside. He is like a Mountie, he always gets his man, and he'll zap you any way he can. Zap.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He loves me when I'm right, he loves me when I'm wrong. He loves me when I waste my time by writing silly songs. He loves me when I'm quiet and I have nothing to say. He'll love me when I'm perfect if I ever get that way.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
That's terrific, Sal. Thank you very much. Beautiful, beautiful. Well.